Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The White House confirming President Trump's transition team knew before his inauguration that Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump's choice to be National Security Advisor, had been involved in activities that might require him to register as an agent of a foreign government, in this case, Turkey. Trump's spokesperson, Sean Spicer.
It is not up to, nor is it appropriate, nor is it legal for the government to start going into private citizens seeking advice and telling them what they have to register or not. That would be the equivalent of walking through someone's tax return and saying that's not a deduction that you should take.
Spicer said President Trump insists on the highest ethical standards, in his words, for everyone who works in the administration, and that is why Flynn had to resign. United Nations officials and international aid workers fearing the Turkish government is gearing up to shutter more Western non-governmental organizations, NGOs, working with Syrian refugees following the expulsion Tuesday of Mercy Corps, one of the world's largest humanitarian nonprofits. UN officials say they suspect all Western NGOs are likely to be instructed shortly to re-register their presence in the country, and it is unclear whether they will be allowed in the meantime to continue working with the more than 2 million Syrian refugees. Faced with some serious shrinkage of visas available, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul has started turning away Afghan military translators and other Afghan nationals seeking to immigrate to the U.S. through a decade-old special visa program. As of March the 5th, only 1,437 special immigrant visas are available to the 15,000 Afghans in various stages of the application process. This is VOA News. South Korean police today braced for more violence between opponents and supporters of ousted President Park Geun-hye, who was stripped of her powers by the Constitutional Court over a corruption scandal. Park's ouster allows possible criminal proceedings into allegations of Park trading favors for large donations to her foundation. Prosecutors already are naming her a criminal suspect. President Trump has invited Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to the White House in a bid to revive long-stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. That was confirmed by Palestinian leader spokesman Nabil Abu Redena.
President Abbas had been invited to the White House by President Trump, and we are ready to deal with President Trump and with the Israeli government to resume the negotiations if the Israelis are ready.
Redena also said during a phone call between Mr. Trump and President Abbas, U.S. leader expressed a desire for real peace between the two sides. While Mr. Abbas committed himself to the strategic option of establishing a Palestinian state living side by side with Israel in peace. Federal judge in the northern U.S. state of Wisconsin has blocked the enforcement of President Trump's revised travel ban that would prevent a Syrian mother and her surviving child from entering the country. Earlier this year, Mr. Trump issued a temporary travel ban barring admission to the U.S. to citizens of 7 Muslim-majority countries. The ban was quashed after the state of Washington won a nationwide federal court order blocking the enforcement. Speaking to reporters in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, where he was meeting with people in the industry, energy industry, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his country is working with officials from the Trump administration on border issues.
As we move forward in a way that is close collaboration and partnership with our friends and allies, we continue to understand that it is important to defend people's rights. Getting that balance right is always a thoughtful and engaged process in which we will continue to work carefully with allies like the United States.
Because of a legal agreement with the U.S., immigrants who have applied for asylum in the United States will be sent back to the U.S. if they try to cross into Canada legally. Immigrants who make the crossing have told reporters they would rather be arrested in Canada than continue seeking a legal way to live in the United States. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.